A cricket snuck into the house in late August. It was like a gym whistle had come to live in our bedroom. With a flashlight on my hands and knees, I found him beneath a sock. I used the old cup and sheet of paper routine to catch him. I brought him outside, dropped him in the grass, and stood listening to the crickets in their bedroom now. I went out the next night and the next to listen. I have this suspicion that the crickets start up when I open the back door, like the seemingly always-on light in the refrigerator. Their sound comes along like wind rush or bird song, rises from the ground and falls from above. There's a more uniform, filled-in outer circle of sound, a ringing outer ring.
September 6, 61 degrees.
And then closer circles breaking down until individual crickets can be discerned, until there's just one very close cricket, loud and clear, a few feet away. Altogether, it's a kind of tinnitus outside the head. And just like the one inside, you can ignore it, or it can drive you mad. It can be beautiful or enraging.
September 17th, 61 degrees.
While I listened, I looked up at the stars. The tiniest big things we'll ever see. The furthest away things we'll ever see. All silent as atoms. And the crickets all around me, however many hundreds or thousands of them, all hidden, not one visible. And I tricked myself and let their values cross. Looking up were little bright dots of the crickets. Listening down, I heard the invisible stars. Can something that isn't at all something else be a good example of it? The stars, in this case, and crickets.
September 27th, 44 degrees. Lunar eclipse night.
What can't be seen or heard are the equal numbers of silent female crickets searching for their partners. But love is like that for people, too. There is the chattering part and the quiet part. A public display and a private rendezvous.
October 10, 40 degrees.
I stop hearing them then, but keep going out just in case until October 17th, when the temperature drops to 34 and brings along the first hard frost. Yellow leaves cover the chilled grass. Apples fall from our apple tree. And the crickets are as quiet as the stars. Except for the new one, one of the last ones around, who's come to live out the rest of his life in our bedroom. I catch him using the old cup and sheet of paper routine and drop him in the corner of our living room and go and fetch a sock. The last of the gym whistles, the last star in the sky. It's his bedroom now. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.